every bump, every result. Length Bumps 3-12 on Cam FM 97.2.
Bank. I'm going to go straight over to Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hiya. Hi. Welcome back to River. The starting gun's about to go off. I'll quickly run you through the lineup. We've got Church. We've got Churchill 1, St. Cat's 1, Selwyn 1, Keys 2. That's the gun, by the way. First and third 2, Downing 2, Sydney Sussex 1, Jesus 2, Lady Margaret 2, Wolfson 1, Pembroke 2, Homerton 1, Queens 2, Emmanuel 2, Corpus Christi 2, Christ 2, St. Edmunds 1, and the sandwich boat, which is ARU. And we've got the first boat coming up. We've got Churchill in pink, looking very masculine. They've got a good lead, actually, already. A very good start from them. They've got about 2 length lead as they go around first point corner. Coming right behind them, we've got St. Cat's with the purple, with a little kind of white circle on their oars. They are absolutely powering past. I can't see that gap staying that big for too long. Behind that, we've got Selwyn with about a length and a half behind Cats. Behind that, 2 lengths, we've got Keys, who are looking very strong, got a very strong lead as they go around first point corner ahead of first and third, who are being caught up with very, very, very quickly by Downing, who are less than half a length behind. This could well turn into something. We've got to keep an eye on that as they go around first point corner. Then about 3 boats behind, we've got Downing in their dark purple, followed very closely behind with Sydney Sussex, about a boat's length behind by Sydney Sussex, who are being chased by Jesus, who are about half a boat behind them. It's all looking pretty close back here. We move over to the next segment of the course.
Okay, right. Well, I am certainly just going past. They're looking very strong in their delightful pink. Going after them, we've got St. Cat's, and St. Cat's are only, there's only a length between them and Selwyn. A second ago, it looked like Keys, M2, were closing in on Selwyn, but Selwyn are now pulling away, and it looks like, as they go around the corner, St. Cat's are coming closer to Churchill as they go around Gresty. And then after them, Selwyn also very close. It's going to be interesting as we go into Ditton. Keys looking very, very strong. As we fall ahead, it looks like there has been a bump. There's been a bump, and first and third have been bumped by Downing. The first and third M2 have been bumped by Downing, I can confirm. And behind them, it looks like Jesus 2 have bumped up to Sydney Sussex 2, which is very... Oh, hang on, I'm not sure. I can't confirm that, though. Sorry about that. LNBC are pulling over, which would suggest that they have bumped Jesus. Okay, sorry. LNBC have bumped Jesus. Sydney Sussex is still rowing along. Downing have bumped first and third. And it looks like there's been another bump further down, which has resulted in with a crash with a sitting crew. So Downing has been crashed into by what I suspect is either Wolfson or Pembroke, and I think there's been a bump between them. Although we'll confirm all this in a moment. Wolfson's still wearing down. Yeah, it looks like there's been a bump there, with Pembroke bumping Wolfson. Homerton are rowing through, and Queens are also rowing through. So Queens are coming up on Homerton, and it looks like there could be a bump there, maybe further down the line. Although actually, Homerton looks very strong, and Queens are taking Grassy Corner very, very badly. It's carnage down Grassy because there are so many bumps lining the way. We've had a lot of bumps here. So following behind Queens, there is Emma. It looks like they might row over as well. So to summarise so far, I think there has been a Selwyn. Churchill, St. Cat, Selwyn and Keys all rowed past me. Downing looks to have bumped upon first and third. LNBC looked like they bumped upon Jesus. Pembroke bumped upon Wolfson, and everyone else has rowed past, to my knowledge, up to now. Ollie, can you give us more information from where you are?
Hi there, I'm standing here on Ditton Corner, and Sydney Sussex have just gone past, and there are many, many boats' lengths between them and the next crew who, as of yet, I cannot see clearly. It looks like that's Homerton coming up about, a good 8 to 10 lengths behind Sydney Sussex. So we've had a lot of bumps clearly happening there. And afterwards, I can see Queens coming up on them about a length away. But I would say that Homerton, as they pass the stump, are quite comfortably ahead, and they're going to have no problem being kept keeping away from Queens, who seem to be going quite gently. They are quite careful in time. They're passing me right now at the stump on Ditton Corner, and Queens, in turn, are ahead of Emma. Emma looked to be about 2.5 to 3 lengths behind Queens. They are being encouraged, but it does look like they are about 3 lengths behind Queens. As of, for Corpus Christ and St. Ed's, I cannot see them. Shall I pass back to you, Anne?
Yes, thank you. Okay, Tim, can you confirm what happened further down? Because we've not seen St. Ed's, ARU, Corpus Christi or Christ. So have there been 2 bumps there? Tim? Okay, it sounds like we've not got Tim online. So we'll keep where we are. So Churchill rode over before.
I'm here.
Sorry, okay,
just to let
you
know,
yeah.
Yeah, Christ, as they came around First Point Corner, bumped. It seems they bumped Corpus. And then also we've got St. Ed's here. I'm not entirely sure exactly what's happened here. I have to get back to you on that.
Okay, thank you. Well, it does look like ARU may have bumped St. Eddie's and therefore gone up a division, which is very exciting news. So to run through what it looks like we have so far, we have Downing 2 bumping up on 1st and 3rd 2, Sydney Sussex throwing over, LNBC 2 bumping up on Jesus 2, Pembroke 2 bumping Wolfson, Homerton and Queens looking like they're going to row over, Emma 2 looking like they're going to row over, Corpus Christi were caught by Christ 2, it looks like ARU, who are the sandwich boat, may have caught St. Eddie's, and Ollie, can you confirm what happened with the first 4 boats, please?
I'm afraid we have yet to see those. I'm going to go down and try and confirm those results, but I suspect they have reached the end of the race. I'm still at the edge of Ditton Corner, so I think that may be the end of this division as far as we can see. Back to you, Em.
Yeah. I can confirm, by the way, that ARU did actually bump St. Ed's, so that's confirmed from First Point Corner.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Tim. We're going to leave it there for M2, and we're going to get back to you in 5 minutes with the full results. So what we have so far, it looks like Churchill probably rode over. Not sure about St. Cat's, Selwyn and Keys 2, because they were all looking very close together. So we'll confirm. Downing 2 bumps, 1st and 3rd 2. Sydney Sussex rode over. LNBC 2 bumped Jesus 2. Pembroke 2 bumped Wolfson. Homerton and Queens probably both rode over. Emma 2 looked like they were going to row over. Christ 2 bumped Corpus Christi towards the start of the course, and ARU bumped St. Eddie's very early on, which is impressive from them. So back to you in the studio, and we'll confirm all the results in 5 minutes.
Hi there, I've got the results here. We had an interesting result with St. Cat's bumping Churchill, both men's first divisions. Selwyn and Keys both rode over, and Downing bumped first and third. However, we're now having a re-row between Sydney, Jesus and Lady Margaret, which we won't be covering live, but we will give you the results when we've got those. But below them, we had Pembroke bump Wolfson, and then Homerton, Queens and Emmanuel all rowing over. We had Christ bumping Corpus Christi, and the sandwich crew, Anglia Ruskin, bumping St. Edmund, and that's all for now. We'll get back to you with the women's one and the results of the rerun, the rerow, once we know.